USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada mountains southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Biden administration is saying vaccinated Americans will need more vaccine shots. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Health officials recommended COVID booster shots Wednesday for those who have been fully vaccinated to shore up their protection against the coronavirus. The plan calls for a third shot 8 months after people receive their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that a booster shot would increase the protection from the vaccines tenfold. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS News that he believes one booster shot should be enough to maintain high levels of protection against the virus.
I would doubt if we're going to need many boosters when we try to find out the breadth and the depth of the response by a booster. It is really extraordinary. It goes up by multiple fold, at least 20 to 30 fold. So we don't anticipate that beyond this, we're going to need anything else.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
1,001 deaths from COVID complications were reported in America and our territories on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden, speaking to media ally ABC News on Wednesday, says the intelligence community let him down on assessing the Afghan withdrawal.
I think there was no consensus. You go back and look at the intelligence reports. They said that it was more likely to be sometime by the end of the year.
Former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman on Fox News gives his assessment.
Well, I think there was just a willful decision to ignore the facts on the ground. President Trump negotiated the Doha peace agreement with the Taliban going back to February of 2020. Two key components of that were that the Taliban would promise to sever their ties with al-Qaeda, which they did not, and to start a real intra-Afghan dialogue in earnest, designed to bring some reconciliation and a new government in Afghanistan. Neither of those things happened. And I think President Biden was just focused on removing our troops, no matter the consequences. He mischaracterized this as an endless war. Let's remember, we have troops in South Korea deployed there as a tripwire. If they weren't there, I have no doubt that Kim Jong-un and North Korea would likely attack South Korea. In this case, we had a stabilization force of just under 3,000 troops, 6,000 of our NATO partners, as well as about 18,000 contractors keeping that air capability that was so important to deterring the Taliban. And for that, we were able to keep our nation safe.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.